Welcome back, everybody. It's time again for another episode of Vodka and Juice Boxes. The play date where the only thing these girls are spilling is their secrets. So sit back, grab a cocktail, and enjoy today's confession session with the full complement. Our young moms, sister hosts, back together again, united once again. Amanda and Juliet. Hey, girls.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much.
So we had some confusion. I asked them,
Sorry, we're running late.
I said, are you guys doing a show today? And they're like, a show? Yeah, we're doing a show. And
I'm like, we almost were already pre-boozed up, had sitters in stance.
Just asked the question.
So sorry we were late, guys, but we're here, and we have beverages, and we have Rachel Levine.
Hello, world.
Hi, that's Rachel. She's my
wow. Now that voice, that is not the voice she said when she said hello to me when she walked in.
Rachel's gonna get this episode paid for $3.99.
Wow.
So,
what are we drinking, Amanda? Before we get started,
this is like the super easiest recipe. I took the margarita mix from Trader Joe's. And I infused it with jalapeno and cucumber, and I did it overnight. It's gonna be really. Here's the thing, though. I don't know how spicy it's gonna be because I just kind of eyeballed it, and I put a few seeds, and then the rest is just all shell. So
when you infuse it, what does that mean? Do you just plop cucumbers in there?
Yeah, and you just let it sit, and it does its job on its own.
Okay. So all the oils from the jalapeno peppers release inside of the
Seeds mostly you need to worry about. Yeah. So when you cook with them or anything like that, you need to take that consideration with any pepper. My girlfriend in the past has recommended a really easy recipe for a margarita. Trader Joe's, again, they have the Patron Citron. I think it's $7.99.
You can get this at Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Seven liqueur there?
All alcohol.
What?
All alcohol. $7.99 for the liqueur. Okay. And then it was $2.99 for the Trader Joe's pre-mixed margarita thing. And then I bought the Milagro. Here's the thing about tequila. Yeah, I don't know a lot about tequila, so please school me as much as you want to do. Anyway. Mix it all together, a little tahine on the rim, and lime, and this is our margarita. So you're going to hear soon what it's
Why can't we get Trader Joe's to sponsor the show? Come on.
Honestly, that would be heavenly. I love Trader Joe's.
Seriously, I go there every second. It's the best. And you know what? Going to Trader Joe's with a friend is the funnest thing ever because they get to show you what their favorite things are, and it's things I would have never, ever picked up.
And you end up not getting anything on your grocery list. You come home.
Or you spend $5,000.
Yeah. No, I get full meals. I'm really good about that. I'm really good about shopping, buying a full
I'm the worst.
Not me. I have four bins of those cookies and the liquor, the strawberry licorice twist or whatever that they have. And
I'm the worst at planning the meal. My husband wants to divorce me after every visit to Trader Joe's.
Which is impressive because he's super easy to please. Like, he likes seven things, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm going to get you to lean in because you're being blocked now by the guest.
That's okay. I don't need to be seen on that. No, you're fine.
This way, Mike. That is so awful. So please just...
All right.
Go judge.
Okay, so today we are here talking about social media. The good, the bad, the how it affects, the how much we hate it, the how much we love it, the whole nine. And some strong feelings about social? Or
not necessarily. She just doesn't care.
Awesome. Well, that's what I'm saying. I post a lot.
She doesn't care. Yeah. Right.
I feel like I'm just here for the good company.
Yeah, I feel like I post a lot, and I'll be like, hey, I tagged you in this. And she's like, what? And I was like, 1998, you know? Like, she just doesn't check anything. She doesn't even think about it.
No, I don't.
Can I ask you a question while you're mixing the drinks here? We had somebody this morning, a businessman who's here doing mostly business shows, and he just started a video podcast for his kids, and I think they're young. I think they're like 8 or 9 or something like that. And he thinks it's a way to get them engaged and to produce something, and rather than just having them goof around on social media, to produce a program and to have guests and all that stuff. And I thought, at 8? I don't know. Is that?
I don't know. So that's what this whole conversation today is going to be talking about.
Pretty much all revolves around that.
Yeah, all of that. So why we do it, why we're compelled to do it, why we're compelled not to do it, what the effects has on how we are as parents, as wives, as women, the whole nine. And that's the whole conversation
from
today.
From someone who's super tech savvy like Juliet, I'm going to have her go last.
Yep.
And I want it. Well, because she has different reasons.
Yeah, well, because I manage social media.
So I want our reasons to be non-influenced.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Because she sees things I would never see. So Rachel.
Do you ever watch Playdate with Ryan's toy store?
No. Oh my God, my son's obsessed.
Yeah,
my son is obsessed with that.
My grandson is too.
That kid makes like $1 trillion a year.
He does. There was an article, I believe it was Esquire, featured him, and they said they started off as just a gag and something to do, and then they got some toys, and they thought it was kind of fun. And now he gets over a minute. They're putting it towards his college and future and putting it
in service. But I heard in 1 year he made $11 million.
Just playing with toys.
This is where the question I would have is... Does he actually get to enjoy and play with these toys versus, okay, let's set everything up. Wait, don't touch it just yet. Let's make sure we get the shot. Like,
well, are you talking about my actual real life interactions with my children?
Yeah.
I feel like it might be fun. Like, his parents seem like, even though they're recording, like, they seem like they're intrigued and they're like paying attention to him. It's just them. You know what I mean? There's not like a bunch of kids around. You know what I'm saying?
And like, they don't like set it up or, cause I've never seen it.
No, they might set it up, but they let him do everything, like pour the thing, la la la, whatever. Like, they let him, like,
it's a real simple premise. All it is we're anticipating what's the toy he's going to get. It's a surprise always. And then he genuinely looks excited, every like a kid would, opening up the toy, a present, and then they bring it out, and then he plays with it. He doesn't particularly do anything insightful, but he plays with it, and it's that kind of...
It's just basically free advertising for these toy companies.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's why they're so excited about it.
They send them the toys for free, don't they?
Oh my God, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do.
They must.
Okay, so Rachel, why don't you go ahead and tell, you know, we'll touch back on that in a little bit, but Amanda says, you know, like, you don't care, so about, like, posting or, you know, it's just not something that's really at the forefront of your mind, so why don't you tell us about that?
I guess like, maybe what? I'm just, like, more old school. It doesn't really, like... come to my mind, I guess, like you said, like, I just kind of, like, do my life, do my day, and, like, you know, maybe if I have a spare moment, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna check this, or I'm gonna, whatever, like, but I'm not, like,
it's more like that, I don't know,
I just, I don't think about it, and whether it's right or wrong, like, that's just what it is.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. I feel like I'm at this turning point in my life where before it was definitely more involved, and I wanted to, like, post and this and that. And then now I'm, like, taking a step back and wanting to be a little bit more present.
I was
going to
say, you're really good about that.
Like,
I want to be more connected, I guess, with my kids and not connected more with, like, the people surrounding, like, in our peripheral. You know what I mean? Like, I want my focus to be, like, my kids, my husband, like, my family. And so, yeah, I guess that's just what it is.
But it's,
Juliet's really good about that. And our kids are doing something really cute. I'm like, hey, where's your camera? And she was like, I don't have it. She's like, I just want to watch. And I'm like, ugh.
I just
fine. Fine.
Is this one mine?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, you have to
you need oh my God. They're not.
Oh, shit.
What? Sorry, my recipe is all discombobulated. Continue.
You know, one of the most powerful things you ever said in the show, you had some, I don't remember who it was, but somebody's mother was always taking pictures and therefore was never in the picture.
See? That was my mom growing up, too.
See?
And all of a sudden, mom leaves the planet and dies and leaves the earth there. And
that
nobody
was Charlotte.
Has a...
That was Charlotte's mom.
There are no pictures. Because mom was always too busy taking them.
Yep, that's horrible.
Yes. Yeah, and because...
I love you, Charlotte. You're listening.
Yes. That was because of her story. Amanda and I have been a little more conscious about trying to be in the pictures because we're so judgmental on ourselves when we're putting ourselves out there on social media. We want to make sure that we're sharing the best parts of our life, right? And so that's why I think Vodka and Juice Boxes is also a really nice outlet.
That's why we started it. We want to show all of it.
The real.
So it's not. So motherhood is not so lonely. Even if you don't know us, we want to be there for you, you know?
Ooh, so because I'm
Well, I feel like I've been lonely up until I had this drink.
Hey, Paul,
oh, my God.
No
really good.
No more, Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me your margarita, Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me your margarita. I left out an ingredient.
Oh, you left out an ingredient? Because this tahini is really nice.
Paul, seriously, I'm going to call you out.
What do you call it? You call it tahini?
Paul, right now,
tahini,
I'm gonna call you out. No more talking right now, Paul.
Oh my
Come on,
God.
We got a lot to say.
When I tasted that, I had to try it. I had to speak.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I feel really bad for our listeners right now. Okay.
I think they're enjoying it. They're honestly enjoying it.
Okay. Okay. What I was saying before, I've been more self-conscious about having me in these photos with my kids, that I'm always just taking pictures of my kids. I create these hashtags, so then I get chat books printed out, so now I don't have to do the baby books.
I do it. I've not even done a baby book for my son.
But when I'm looking through these books, and it's just all them, and I wasn't in really any of these, I'm like, I'm taking more of a conscious effort to be like, they want to see me. They don't care that I think my legs are fat or my hair is ugly.
They're not even going to pay like any attention to it.
No,
and
of course not. They just are going to be like, where's mom? You know, like in these photos.
And mom was uncomfortable with her weight like past a certain age. She always looked amazing, but past a certain age, she looked you know, she still looked great to me. Then that's the whole point, is that when you do feel that self-consciousness, they didn't know you in high school. They don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Right. They don't have a comparison. Exactly. That's just their mom.
That's their mom.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I love that.
And your legs aren't fat, by the way. Just need to throw that out there.
You're a sweet angel.
Don't ever say those words
again. This drink is really good, by the way.
Is it good? Wait, I haven't tried it. I'm all right.
For whatever it's right.
I know I can't talk,
but I'm loving the tahini or tahati
the tahini.
Or whatever.
Oh my God, it's really good.
Yeah, it's so yummy.
Good job, Amanda. Okay, so here's the thing with social media. When we started this, so my sister works in social media. Mm-hmm. She works in web design, and she represents people's companies, and she handles, she does handle their social media and how they represent themselves. If you were listening to the first episode of Vodka and Juice Boxes, she was way more nervous than I think she needed to be. And I just reminded her at the end of it with like, you know, just have fun. You need to have fun, because her thing is, you know, I'm working in the professional world and I have clients or whatever. And I'm like, we need to have an outlet. Like, when is too much? When is giving yourself too much? And when, and how do we compartmentalize these
right,
things?
Right.
For me, that was Julia's fear. My fear was, like, am I going to get CPS, like, knocking at my door? Like, no. What am I allowed to say? And Rachel and I are on the same page as far as, like, spanking and how we punish or whatever. And I know people are not on board with spanking. And I totally respect the fact that, like, you might have had an uncomfortable situation with how you were punished. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How, like, when you were spanked, it was out of anger. And you feel like that was, like,
would you be
know,
spanked for any other reason, though?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I agree with you. No. I'm saying yes, I agree with you.
Okay.
You know,
I would spank you for all kinds of reasons.
I'll spank you because you were in my space.
Okay.
She doesn't necessarily have to be angry, I guess.
Fine.
So there are people that have negative, you know, images on things like this because of their own experiences. And so you get scared to share things.
Of course.
And I just decided to share what I can.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to an uprising, you know, a small business like ours, even my sister encourages me to share my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about sharing my kids.
Why?
Because I don't want it linked back to me.
You feel like someone's going to use it against you.
Yes.
Oh, don't tag.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. But where I am, my kids, what they're into. But this is the thing Mom told me. I at one point had put something out there that was a repost from a company, an eyeglass company that Bowie, you know, wore. Okay. And it had like fun facts about her. And Mom got really nervous about that. And she had said it to me. She was like, you don't want to put any personal information out there.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
So this is what I want to talk about, because all three of us sitting here have the same fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think that goes too with like, oh, it's, you know, JoJo's first day of school or whatever. And then you
don't post
the
school.
You pin like what school they're at. Yeah.
Don't ever.
And like, I never pin or do locations.
There's people that do that. And it's scary to me. Like everyone can do what they want. But I feel like it's just kind of drawing the negative like attention in a certain way to like, you don't even know who's seeing this. Like,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So definitely make all your shit private, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something I actually just recently did, is I made my J-Dub design. I need to change my name, because this is my business name. It was my business account. And then I was like, my kids are my business now and whatever. But I did make it private because I was like, you know what? I am posting personal things. We've been taught our whole life not to really showcase like I know not to do, I don't know, like certain elements that will give away our location all the time. I always say just having fun at the beach. And it's just, if someone's really,
exactly,
you know, knows the coastline, like Aaron, he'll be like, oh, that's Crystal Cove on the this peak over here is breaking. I'm like,
Brian,
whatever,
is.
Aaron.
Brian would be like, I changed the pull out over there.
I'm like, oh my God. Exactly. So that's the thing though too. So it makes you think, okay, so there are people out there that do know pieces of these elements outside, that tree I used to climb when I was a kid. You're like, well, that was just us in the background.
But listen, if you have your locations on your phone,
I have mine turned off.
So
Yeah. I have mine all turned off.
I'm going to look this up while you guys keep
Somebody
talking.
Tweeted a question and say, what about if you give away information what's coming up? For example, hey, yes. we're going on vacation yes, in 2 weeks.
Really oh, good that's point. Another no-no. Never post because, that. A, they're going to know you're gone from your house.
They're going to fucking rob you.
Yeah. People do. Yeah, exactly.
No, and that's a two, really good
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's frightening. I don't know. I just
so
don't
So we
do
always
that.
Post, you know, later.
Yes,
times, right?
Yes,
we
yes,
always
yes,
post
yes.
later. One thing that I'm doing is I'm... You know, I'm going to be taking my boys on an awesome adventure this summer just to get away to kind of unplug, reconnect. And, you know, we're going to a farm. And
love
I
it.
Did, you know, and I did say Washington, mm-hmm. but I didn't say anything else. It's like,
right.
try to find us in the middle of the freaking forest in Washington. But, you know, I wanted people
You didn't give them dates.
I think
did
that's
you?
Okay. No. I don't think you have to be like a total psychopath. Like,
yes.
but I do think, like, mm-hmm. you need to protect a little. And I think saying just Washington is
yeah.
more
well,
than fine.
And I'm not, you know, Aaron's home. Go ahead, try. Like, Aaron's home there. A little ninja will come after you.
But very nimble.
Yeah. And I'm also very, very aware on who is following me. I block people.
See.
I unfollow
but that,
people.
But, like, you also don't know, like, who is following that person. What if
yeah.
they shared it? Or what if they were like, look at this? Or you just
exactly.
don't know. Like, it, once it's out there, it's out there. And, like, you hope and pray that, like, it doesn't go further than this line. But, like, it might.
Of course.
And then,
but there's, yeah, exactly. But there's some due diligence that you can do. So it's like, because I started this new account, I was like, okay, so now I have these new people following me. I literally go on and make, and I check those people out and be like, okay, are you someone that I would even want in my circle? Someone that I can learn from?
I used to do that too, but I gotta tell you, it's so crazy with this Vodka and Juice Box page because...
It's different for you guys because you're out
it
there,
is
you're
so
putting it out
weird.
There.
But that's a business. So it's
yeah.
different. That's
it,
a business
still,
profile.
Still,
yeah.
I don't really shift through, like, the. I mean, I do, you know, like, sometimes, but, like, I, like, found this one person who was, like, she's a very sexual human being,
oh.
and I respect her, and she looks like she's living her best life, and I'm very jealous, but it's like, it's a little uncomfortable.
It's like, why are you following kid pictures? So,
well, she, no, she has children,
oh.
so it's like, yeah.
Well, she's a mom, too, then.
I know, so I want to support her, but at the same time, I'm
So you're
like,
saying she's a hot mom here?
Well, no, she just
Is that still called a MILF?
She's very,
is
she's
that old
very,
school?
Well, she's very upfront about her, like, her sexual needs. She goes, I need A, B, and D, and C, and I'm like, oh.
A, B, and D, and C. So not in that order.
No, but I see
I don't
what
know,
you mean.
It's weird. So
business,
it gets
yeah.
uncomfortable sometimes following people, like, even,
yeah.
I don't know, all
so
together.
On for a business account, you got to keep it, you know, what do you want your voice to be online, right? So
right.
who are you going, don't share too much of your kids then. I always
right.
try to push you to, like, share a little bit more because
yeah,
these
she says
are
share
moms.
Personal, she says, because I,
not personal, personal, but, you know, life experiences. Like, are you a mom or are you just retweeting or resharing some quotes? Like,
right.
you want your listeners to really, like, be like, oh, she's real and we want to listen. So
right.
there's got to be
right.
that little push and pull.
I agree.
Right.
But it's just, it's
personal,
a hard game to play.
It is.
It's a fine line.
It's a hard
thing
to shuffle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I just throw in one other thought?
Oh, is that bugging your ear? Is that why? Oh,
I have to ask.
Don't touch me.
I have to ask Juliet if I can throw in one more thought here.
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Paul.
My thought is, this drink is really good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
He is loving the tahini, people. Listen to this.
You're never going to get another drink again if you can't keep your cute little mouth shut.
But it's really good.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So,
we should bottle that, Amanda.
What channels
oh,
are you
so.
On?
What channels?
Yeah. What social channels are you on?
Only Facebook.
I do Facebook.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I went on it.
Okay.
And then I do a little Snapchat here and there because
okay.
it's just super quick, like little
yeah.
pictures, little whatever. And then it's gone 10 seconds later. You know?
What do you like about Facebook?
I don't know if I like anything. I
yeah.
think the reason I still have it is because I have so many pictures on there.
Right.
And I haven't saved
it.
Them to my computer yet. And then another thing is, like, you know, like family, like, you know, on the East Coast, like
yeah.
I like to, like, see what they're doing, whatever.
Yeah.
But that would be, like, the extent. Like, everybody else that I talk to and that I love and I want in my life, I do speak to them, like, on a regular basis.
Right.
So
who's your, like, is it necessary? I don't use Snapchat. So Snapchat, like, is it an audience or is it more close friends? So you're just doing fun.
You can
things?
Have, like, yeah, whoever you want. And then you can decide, like, oh, I want my. This picture to go to this one person, or
oh,
I want
okay.
it to go to where all my friends can see it. You
and
know,
you like
and
it more
it's only
it's like,
10 seconds long.
Oh, that's nice.
And then it's gone. It's goodbye.
Right.
Like, you never see it again.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Instagram tried doing that with their stories. Right?
I used to
like
send pictures of my
long.
Tits to my girlfriends
oh.
in the morning, and then it would be gone in 10 seconds.
Yeah. It was
oh.
a real treat, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. You're so comfortable with your body.
My,
amazing.
I'm not. Rachel will tell you they're hideous. No, they're not hideous. They were hideous pictures where, like, you know, you wake up in a t-shirt and then your boobs are like outside the, like, in your armpits.
Oh my god, it was
those kinds. And then like one would be in the middle of my shirt and one would be in the armpit, and I would send those to my girlfriend.
Paul's looking uncomfortable.
I'm going to need more to drink if we're going to talk like that.
You love it. Get out of here. Oh my god, that's amazing. Amanda, what channels are you on and why?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So yes. Facebook. So I worked at a couple bars growing up, and it's really interesting to see the different dynamic that I have going on with people that, like, now these days that, like, my pictures of my babies and, like, you know, whatever.
And when you go all the way back down the timeline, it's all the Johnny's pictures. Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I was, like, super cute and fit. And when I didn't even know it, at the time, I was still criticizing my body, which is bullshit. And I was, you know what I mean? Like, these are my friends that, like, I used to, like, feed, you know, booze from. Like, the penis dong bong that I had on my Naughty Wednesdays. Like,
Naughty,
you know,
Wednesdays.
Like, oh. My Naughty Girl Wednesdays. I don't know. Like, I worked in bars, like, you know, dive bars and really cool places.
You worked in what kind of bar?
Dive.
Get with
he thought you.
Yeah, I thought there was another word.
Well, I mean, oh, do you think I said dyke bars?
Yeah,
I
think
I had a Naughty Girl Wednesday, and I had a beautiful following of my beautiful lesbians.
Fantastic.
I don't know. So you have that party life that still watches you and your babies, you know, every day.
Oh, yeah, the
and they always like,
yeah,
I'm one of my, I don't remember a lot of these people. So they like and comment on things, and it's so, it's really sweet. And so it makes me, you know, like, engage in their lives, you know, like I, and then I do remember where they came from. I don't know. I think it's cool. So I'm on Instagram also.
Oh, awesome.
I like Instagram a little bit more. I got to tell you, it's a little bit less. It's like actually 70% less political.
Yes, I agree.
And I love politics. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love...
I don't like it on there, though. I feel like this, like, the Facebook and, like, all those other things need to be, like... Well, in my personal opinion,
people are aggressive
like a fun
about
outlet.
It.
Like, why are we doing, like, all these, like, oh, my God. I think that's why I
Facebook
backed
has
off.
Turned very angry.
Because it's like,
it.
I cannot, I can't. I have so much going on in life in general. Like, the last thing I want to do is go on Facebook and get all this, like, negative. Like, drama.
Oh,
I don't want it. I don't want to read it. No.
You get tempted to comment. And you're like,
I don't. I don't ever get tempted. I'm just like, goodbye.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Well, I do where I want to, and then I know for a fact that it's going to haunt my week. Like, they're going to be responding.
They're
going to
get you. They're
going to
come and they're going to get you. Yeah.
And I love when people like disagree with my politics, only not because it like starts like a war inside me or anything. I just really love the conversation. I genuinely
great comeback.
Yeah. She likes the combative argument.
I like the conversation.
Oh, maybe that's what you call it.
I'm not trying to win. But here's the thing. I'm not trying to argue to win.
No, you're not.
Because even with Rachel and I disagree all the time, but like I love to learn things. You teach me things all the time, you know? So I think that's why I like the conversation. So much, you know.
I don't know what I should disclose this, but Donald Trump is a follower of yours on Vodka and Juice Box.
You're lying.
It's a lie.
He's totally
lying.
That
is a straight lie.
Remember what I said about talking, Paul? Get out of here. Especially when you're dropping that shit.
Oh my God.
All right, on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial and we'll get back to what we're talking about.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Hire.
All right. Today's show has been brought to you by J-Dub Design, socially designing what you dream. Everyone has an idea what they want their brand to look like and feel like and how they want to communicate to their community, particularly through social media. Whether an idea is presented on a napkin, through pins on Pinterest, or simply talking it out, your vision, your dream can become a reality. That's what they do. So utilizing the most popular trends online and the latest programs for design, they help you build, create, and sustain your digital community. Check them out, J-Dub Design.
Get it.
All right, J-Dub Design.
Yeah.
You guys.
Sorry.
Let me ask you a question. This is because somebody's kind of tweeted this, and I think it's kind of the same thing I was going to ask.
Kind of tweeted. It is like a halfway. They only need the 140 out of the 280 now.
They were drinking and they didn't. I wonder if social media in 5-10 years was going to all be video and audio. As we move to smartphones, are we going to stick with
there's a lot of... Keep going.
Because Zuckerberg, who does Facebook, says all in. You can see... He thinks that's the future of Facebook. You can see my cat video anytime, but here's what my cat's doing right now.
Why do we care about that? Sorry to interrupt you.
I agree.
Why do we care about the cat?
I don't think that's going to stick at all.
Listen, I don't watch your videos. I don't watch your live Facebook videos, and I don't watch your Instagram videos. I don't. You know, I do watch Priscilla because I really miss you. However, I have a couple girlfriends where I'm like, oh, I miss you. I haven't seen you in a long time, but I don't watch anything else because I don't give a shit.
And you know, that's probably going to be maybe 5% of the population. I just made that number up just because I wanted to say that. But the rest of the population is still going to hide behind their false profiles and write out their texts. You know,
I'm unattracted to people who always have their phone in their hands.
Yeah.
Because
I hate it. It's my pet peeve.
It is.
I hate it.
And I am guilty myself. Like, I tell Brian all the time, remind me.
Do it for different reasons. You're like, I want to take this picture. You're not like, I'm scroll, like, through other, right. like, weird
but
things.
But when I get stressed,
it's like, she just like, oh, I want to get a picture of the baby, or I want to get a picture of Bowie, or whatever.
But when I get stressed, or I get, like, anxious about, like, a situation, I pick up someone else's life, right? And I, like, flip through it, and I, like, try to, like, I will do it, too, and I'll tell Brian, I'll be like, take it away. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need to get distracted sometimes, which is not healthy, and I hate it so much. But the person that is always on their phone, I understand. I understand that you need to get away. But the only way to get away is to take it away.
Now, having said that, you know, there are a lot of people watching right now the live stream of this on Facebook.
But they planned for this.
They planned for it.
They planned for this.
We advertised it. We said, get ready, make a cocktail.
Yes, we give them a heads up.
It's not like, hey, these people are waiting to, like, sit in front of their computer every 5 minutes
see
for a live video
up.
To come up.
And we provide an option for, like, later viewings or, I understand you only have 15 minutes today. Could revisit it tomorrow, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, I feel like we fit all those molds.
Well, and that's why you'll even see, like, so I have a Facebook that the only reason why I have it is because I manage probably about 15 different companies' social medias. And then I have my Instagram that I actually use myself, and I will post probably won't post like all week long, and all of a sudden I'll blow it up because I'm like, oh, I need these in my baby book, and so people will get bombarded with
so
photos, and I'll just be like, I don't care if you don't like that, I just posted 10 photos because these are my photos that I'm going to be getting printed, so I have this different view of.
You should give a shout out.
I don't even know anything about that.
Yeah, and chatbooks is incredible. So what I do is chatbooks is an online app that
it's
you
an
have
app on your phone.
And you can upload photos from your actual laptop too. So if there's photos that you didn't want to publish online, you could actually upload it into the book. But specifically, so I don't have to do any work, I create, you know, my hashtags. Everyone knows what my hashtags are for my boys if they follow me. And if chatbooks will pull that hashtag for Ezekiel and that hashtag for Malachi, and I get 2 books a month. Until, you know, and it's amazing. So
is that that thing that Tori Spelling talks about? Is that that one? Oh, maybe it's not.
And their campaign, their social campaign with the mom is hilarious. If you get to look up chatbooks commercials or crack me up. The mom is like so real and freaking hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
Love it.
And
so,
I do have to point out that Tori Spelling is also a follower of yours on...
Wonderful. You just keep lying to us. You're feeding us lies.
Social media lies.
But even if you don't have social media, chatbooks is amazing because they, if you give them permission, they will pull the last 60 photos from your phone to make a book for that month.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And then you get,
I do
like,
need that.
And then you get notification it's saying you have, you know, 2 more photos before it's completed and we ship it. So go in. And if there's like a photo in there that was part of a sequence that I was like, oh, I don't want that in there, I can delete it. And edit.
You can like edit it. Okay.
Because
got
I screenshot a lot of like memes. And so like, I don't want that shit in there. It's embarrassing.
Me?
Yeah.
The ugliest me.
See, like they're on your baby books all of a sudden.
That's so sweet.
So funny.
So I gotta tell you guys, when I posted the updates on this title show, my girlfriend, I didn't ask your permission to share a story, so I'm just going to keep all like other information out.
The right word?
Keep all the information out. So,
don't ask me.
Anonymous.
Don't ask me.
Anonymous.
Another drink and she'll tell us all.
So my girlfriend told me, she said to I'm not Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, when? My God, I love that show.
Oh, no. I'm telling Elaine on Seinfeld, you know, you give her schnapps and she's like the secret. Like,
oh, I thought you really met her in real life.
I would like to.
Well, she is
That's what she just said.
No.
She is
not
a follower.
She's a follower.
Out of here. Elaine.
I'm a very popular human. So my girlfriend told me, she said, when I posted, like, hey, like, Wynn is releasing too much information, you know, too much.
Yes.
And she said, hey, did you not see my post that I posted about my daughter, her oldest? And I said, not at all. And she said, I had gotten messages in my inbox about how beautiful my daughter was.
Oh, my.
And how, like,
was her account private? Can I just ask
that? It was not.
Oh.
It was not.
I would vomit. And then I would go on a fucking murdering rampage.
Her daughter was probably 5 or 6.
Baby.
Yeah. I'm assuming around that age.
Did she report that profile?
She did. She to the police, to the profile.
Perfect. Good job,
everything
mama.
Private.
Good job, mama.
How that is terrifying. Terrifying.
Do not even for most parents would probably disregard that, but that little insight is just like, because I don't know.
I would throw up in his lap and then make him eat it. Like, scoop it up with my hands.
What I was just trying to say is that don't disregard those little things. A simple message, right? Don't think of it as simple message. She did the right
thing. So that being said, don't give out information like, Stacy likes baseball. Her nickname is Cece. She goes to this school. She loves animals because that person can be like,
God, you're scaring the shit out of me.
Cece, I'm a friend of your parents.
Don't or you like doing the backpacks with the names on the back. That's a frightening thing.
Yes. You like, they say that. Mm-hmm. Do not monogram your child's shit. Yep. Do not put their name on their clothes, their backpacks, their lunch boxes.
It's so easy to be like, hey, Jojo, come over here. I know your mommy. You know?
How else would I know your name?
I'm going to teach my kid to scream every single time an adult says hi now.
Oh, no, you're not.
Imagine. Hello.
I'm a false alarm.
I know. And then you look at Ezekiel, all, good job. You look sick. You're a sick man.
People are like, oh my God.
Oh, doing it.
No,
so,
no.
I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ. She's all, this sounds great. I will follow through.
So is there a place to go learn these? Because I would have never thought back the monogramming. I think we did monogram our daughter's backpack, you know, because it was personalized and it was cute. And
no, it is cute if there weren't like weird pedophile weirdos out there trying to do damage.
We live in a fucked up world.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. It adapts, right? What do we do?
This kind of stems back from Amanda and I were raised with law enforcement and military, like training with our uncle Jim. And one of the first
things... He put you through law enforcement training?
Quiet.
Yeah.
This show is now called... Paul,
shut the...
But you said we were raised with training. I picture like 3-year-olds being marched around and drilled.
I gotta tell you a funny story
real fast. No, hold on. Just real fast. Okay. So when we started driving, the first thing Jim taught us was in our vehicle, you do not put anything in that vehicle that makes you known that you're a woman. From your purse, dangly things from your...
I didn't know that.
From your, what's called the mirror or, you know, anything that says that you're a woman in this vehicle because they... Guys who
hide under
the, you know, who are predators will look for those things and they'll hang out by those cars, underneath those cars, and that's how women. Well, that's the
sickos.
Thing he taught me, like right off the bat. So in my vehicle, it does not.
I'll put on my license plate frame.
I'm
not
a girl.
A girl.
In those vehicles.
It's like glittered, like Bobcat.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
take it off.
So from that type of mentality, it stems from, you know, trying to keep your identity safe and things like that. I did get Bowie a cute little sweatshirt that had Bowie all over her freaking sweatshirt.
With a headband.
Bowie is a name, like, it could have been David Bowie.
She wasn't in school. Almost, she loves
it. It could have been David Bowie.
Well, my daughter's name, I won't reveal it. Everyone knows it. But anyway, I have her name on a towel. I mean, I guess we're all guilty of doing that, but it's not something that I'm like, you know, she's using every day or like we're in public constantly with it. Like, or she's in a weird place.
It's in home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the funny story?
Funny story was, it was about Jim.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
God was damn it about the boot camp?
You were talking about
military
Jim.
Training.
Jim taught you. Oh, my God. So my husband, we were friends for 5 years, okay? Mm-hmm. And so he, like, took me for fun to go, like, to a shooting range. And I was like, I've been shooting guns since I was 12.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He's all be quiet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, he's, like, the sweetest thing. And so on the actual paper that you have to write down, like, your experience. Do you have experience? I said, yeah. And I said, please,
you shot your trainer. You shot
list.
Your instructor.
Please list. And I didn't know how to categorize it other than police training. Can I just tell you that when I actually got in the shooting range, like, I started shooting a gun, and I was like, in it, like, it's that target that brings it closer so you can see.
Oh my God.
You know? And I was like, fuck! And so I started turning my gun like this way a little bit. And then to the point where, like, the guy, like, I was like angling my gun. So the guy started coming out, and they're like, hold on!
You're gonna shoot Brian.
No! Yeah.
Well, this is the plan. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So if anybody has grown up with the Womack family, they all know that we used to do hostage and terrorist takedown situations.
We used to do the same.
What?
Yeah. And so a lot of
oh, yeah.
Fun
your
stuff.
Dad grew up in. Yeah. No, her dad is.
Yeah, I remember.
In the he's city, a SWAT yeah. and yep. a sniper for
yep.
Newport Beach.
Yep. So yep.
For
yep.
PD.
Awesome. Yep.
By the way, try to mess with her kids.
Murder. She wrote. Yeah.
So
shoot to kill.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So would you put this on social media to scare people away here? A social
absolutely.
SWAT.
Stay away from me.
It's already out there. Yeah, okay.
It's already out there.
You don't want to know me, people.
Be like, you want to see me 13 years old with an AK-47? Hell yeah,
listen,
bitches.
There's all a lot of shots in there. I could get one of them right.
I know, right? It would got them one of those days.
As a 13-year-old.
So what's the good use of social media? You told me for 30 minutes how bad it is and horrible it is and don't like
right,
it
right,
and
right,
hate
right,
it and
right,
everything.
Yeah.
No, I think staying connected with, like, distant
business,
relatives.
Business, yeah. Right. Business is good. Uh-huh. Like, long distance family.
If it wasn't
don't
for
share
social
too
media,
much.
I wouldn't have a job and I wouldn't have started doing what I do if it wasn't for social.
Right.
But like you said, like, catching up with, I have friends all over the country now, and we text all the time too, but it is fun to see all the photos.
I love it. I
that you
love
wouldn't
it.
Have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
But I just think, like, everything that we do in our life, right? Moderation. Right? You just be aware.
Exactly. That's a really good way of putting it.
I mean, all three of us are
I need
terrified.
Some more to drink, though. Forget moderation.
Get out of here. Oh, boy.
I can make you another
no,
one.
No,
I don't
good.
Mind.
I'm good.
So look at what, her. Look at
I'll
this
drink
girl.
It.
So at what age
oh,
would
no, he wants
you...
it. He wants it.
No, give it to
yeah.
me.
At what age would you allow your children in social media or not allow
them? Oh, that's another thing.
Oh, my God. What a great, okay, great idea. You... I would just say no to that one.
Yeah, I don't want
no
any
well.
Of it.
I'm
but he's
no
obsessed
well.
With her iPad, so I only give it to her for special occasions.
Yeah, I mean, would you let
well,
him
that's,
on?
And... That's electronics, though. She's not on social. She's watching her videos and doing...
I feel
so
like...
A little
I feel
different.
Like...
Oh, it's totally
no, I feel
different.
Like
she,
I'm
it's...
creating a monster.
I mean,
no.
We can't say that right
no,
now.
No.
I'm speaking for Bowie.
Bowie is not nearly even close to being a monster.
No, she's
get
a sweet little angel.
Well, listen, look you be it. Careful.
But would you let a five? I mean,
no,
obviously
absolutely
when
not.
They
no, my daughter's 12
or...
and she doesn't even have a cell phone.
Wow.
No.
Right. You know, that, we were really
I,
big on that. Her dad
who,
and I were like, no, sorry, not
a
yet.
Cell phone
not yet.
At 12.
Okay.
Not me.
Yeah.
I had one at 18. I know that was a long time ago, but like, no.
You know why my daughter did? And I fought this, but it was so because she's walking to school alone. My wife worked. I worked.
Oh, yes.
And so we
juice.
Wanted to know, we wanted to be able to call her and check on her.
No, we're getting our kids chipped secretly.
Yeah, well, really.
I want to get my fucking kid chipped.
We're doing it. So, anyways.
Who does that?
Here's the thing.
A doctor?
No, I was kidding.
Oh, I mean, like,
secret
who does the actual, like, thing?
Secret agency.
I want to get my... I want to do it. I yeah. know there's people out there that do it, and my husband's like, over my dead body. I'm like, well, it...
Why would he say that?
He's just, you know, worried.
Brian, be more open-minded.
He's worried that's going to give, like, the wrong people access. I've never had this conversation with you.
Hack into it or something.
Wait, give the wrong people access? What?
That's what I told him. I said, don't you think people are going to want to steal the easier accessible children than the people that are fucking low-jacked, you idiot? And they're not even going to know who's who.
Yeah, because it doesn't say I've been chipped.
No, of course not. That's why we can find him. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, why would he?
I want 1,000,000% want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Just find out where. Someone needs to call us and tell us where.
Okay.
Where
do we have a caller yet? Are the lines lighting up?
Welcome, Rachel. Yeah, we've been waiting.
We've been waiting.
I will absolutely do it. I will absolutely. And I told Brian, I'll just do behind your back.
There's a lot of...
You'll never know.
There is a lot of downfall with social media and adolescence today, and we don't even need to get into that. It's just, it's so heartbreaking. If you do want to know more about it, I do work with an amazing client. She's called thegriefgirl.com. Oh. She is on a mission to abolish the stigma of...
Is this like bullying stuff?
Yeah, mental illness, bullying, and suicide, and a lot of it stems from social media. She's a huge advocate, so if you want to get any information on this, we won't talk about it today here on the show, but thegriefgirl.com. She will answer all your questions you need about this.
And so, she's done shows here.
So from that standpoint, I'm actually starting to regress a little bit from my social media like lifestyle and wanting to pull back and be like, I want my kids to know how to what it's like to knock on a door and want to be like, can you come out and play instead of just a quick text message.
It's not that way anymore.
Though. I want a home line, though. I want a
home line. We're getting a home line.
We're getting
a house. That's what I told Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian told me I was insane. I was like, you can move out whenever you're ready.
It's also really important. Just because I used to work as a dispatcher, it's really important to have that house line for emergencies, even if that's the only reason why you use it.
It costs you $7 a month.
Because your kids don't have to recite, or whoever's calling, they don't have to recite, this is my address. Right. Like, what if your kids don't know it? They just pick up the phone, 911, la, la, la.
Perfect, we're doing it.
Yes, done and done. And I'm telling you, like, I've gotten...
It costs nothing.
Yeah, it's very inexpensive.
It's $14.95 or something.
Even if it's just one phone in the house.
So you're talking about an actual landline.
Everybody remember what it was like when we had our landlines, and I'd be on the phone.
Hi.
With the cord into the bathroom.
And then Josh would be like, my balls are hairy.
Ew, I'd
be like,
would get
Josh,
on.
Get off the phone! Yes. Like, you just don't have that kind of stuff
we
anymore.
We miss that.
Everyone's
we miss that, Josh.
Nobody deserves
like text messaging.
No one deserves privacy.
Nobody.
But you're saying the reason to have a landline is not just so if the cell towers go down or get blocked, like in a natural disaster.
But for emergency purposes.
Because they can tell on a landline where you're calling from?
Right, so when I used to work as a dispatcher, I worked in Long Beach. We used to get calls all the time, and people were on their cell phones, and they didn't know where they were. They didn't know, you know, maybe they were kids. I got calls from so many kids. I don't know my address, and, you know.
Oh, and that's so sad.
Exactly. So sometimes they call from their house phone, which is great, like the landline.
And we can pinpoint the house.
Like, no issue. But if you call from a cell phone, we can only, like, kind of, like, zone in on a certain area. So we didn't have much to go by. So
didn't know that.
I've gotten many calls from kids just saying, like, oh, I think this is my address. And we go out there, and they're not there. So it's just, I'm just saying, like, maybe I'm super nuts, but for emergency purposes, I feel like it's worth the $10 a month.
Does everybody's child know their address here in this room?
My kids do. Not my little one, but my older one.
My kid just started talking,
but we don't.
But I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they would, you could just completely, you know, forget about that.
I bet you Malachi and Zeke can both pick up the phone and be like, hello.
They'll be like, hey. But on that note, Aaron and I, we're a huge technology family. He's a network engineer. We build websites. Technology and social is our life. Our kids will absolutely be at the top of their game with the technology, but we're going to monitor it. We're going to still make sure you need to learn interpersonal communications. You're not going to hide behind text messages. No, call your freaking friend up and be like, what you're doing.
Yes, have a voice. Like, there can't just be like that weird creeper on the other end. Like, have like a person, like, talk to the people. Yeah,
I think we're finally getting to this point, because it has been since I graduated high school. We only had one computer, and it was a house computer at home. The cell phones were just now available when I was 18. So we had this really great scaffolding of, we got to knock on our friend's door, and we played out in the streets, and we were allowed to do the bicycles.
I miss that.
But then
I would never let my kids do that. Isn't that sad?
But that's because in the last 18 years, from 2000 to 2018, it went from like the little Nokias to extreme like iPhone, you know, craziness in our hands. And so our kids now know nothing what we knew. And so it's good. I think we're finally seeing the stats, and the parents are realizing that it's so important to intervene, that we need both aspects of childhood and technology.
Can I ask you another question? Would you, as your children get older, let's say, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 or whatever,
still
something.
Still babies.
All right.
They're young.
Uh-huh. Would you get them a bike?
Because they already have a bicycle.
My kids have bikes.
You told me bike sales went down, right?
Bike sales have gone down over the last 10, 15 years.
Maybe no one can afford the housing.
Well,
and so they're like, we live in an apartment. You can't have a bike.
That's true.
The theory is that parents don't want to let their kids out of this. A bike gives them the freedom to leave more than a block.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
My kids both have bikes, but they don't go out bike riding without My husband. Yeah. Let's be serious. I don't go bike riding, but no, for no. him, he you. Does. So yeah. They don't go without him.
And I think that kind of answers the question, too. It's like, we won't let them out by themselves.
No.
Sorry.
And I don't live in, like, the greatest neighborhood in the United States. So I don't feel comfortable letting them, like, roam the streets.
Right. All three of us grew up in Irvine. I would not let them go out in Irvine either.
Which is a blessing and a curse. What do you mean? Now?
I wouldn't.
Oh, come on now. You just hate it.
But I didn't. No. I didn't grow up. I haven't been there since I was a child, so I don't know what it's like.
I grew up in all different areas.
My sister still lives there.
And I was, we went everywhere. You know, Irvine, right. Ventura? Yeah.
Placentia? Did you say it wrong?
Remember, sorry. No.
Cut her off. She's had too much.
Are you trying to say Chachia?
Huntington Beach. Remember Huntington Beach? We, like, played in the gutter all the time.
Yes, but we're also over 30.
You played in the gutter at 30?
Oh, it's so sweet. You have to watch him one day.
No. We were over 30, so it's a long time ago, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we got on our bike, and we lived in suburbia, and we took off.
Where did you live at?
I lived in mostly in the Midwest, in Michigan, Ohio, and other places.
1901. Nice.
Oh, my God. Miles, you're alive.
They had just started bicycles. No. And we would get on our bike, and we would go, and then your mother would ring the bell or call your name.
I love that shit.
Right. Or, like, when the streetlights came on,
it's time to come in.
Of course. But now I'm like, my kids are, like, locked in my freaking house.
Amanda, do you remember playing Ghost in the Graveyard in Huntington Beach with all the neighborhood kids?
Sounds horrible.
In our house.
No, we played on Stacy. Maybe you weren't with us. It was Josh and me and Stacy and Megan, and we played on Shedda's big grassy, runway. Lawn.
What's Ghost in the Graveyard?
I don't like the name of it.
No, it's the best. What you have to do. It's an old school game. Someone's it, so you turn your back, right? And you like cover your eyes. And then say all of us are playing. Okay. And we all have to get in this position. So
we have
like,
to do this
I'm
with
like,
you?
Doing like hands up or splits or something. And you freeze. And then the person turns around, looks at you, and has to memorize the movements, okay? Or the positions.
Okay.
And you turn around again, and everyone scatters. And you have to hide. And you count. It's like hide and seek. When the ghost finds the ghost in the graveyard, when the person who's it finds the ghost in the graveyard, so say I found Amanda, and all of a sudden that tells everyone, the ghost! And everyone runs, and you have to get back to the safe spot in your position.
And if you're not in the same spot...
Then you're it. Then you're the ghost.
Oh my God, that is the most intricate.
Sounds very, very intense.
I totally explained it. Probably, I totally butchered it. Look it up. Ghost in the graveyard.
No. You probably didn't butcher it, but that's like a really responsible game.
Yeah. So it's like tag, but hide and seek, but had like positions, and...
That's so cool.
So much
I'd rather, intense.
I'd rather
intense.
Play Angry Birds.
We're trying to play like real games like Red Rover, Red Roller.
Yes, like break people's arms.
So good.
When you had to call your mom for something real.
And you know what? Yeah. They should allow like pogs back in school because that teaches real conflict
gambling. And that's gambling. And I think it's important to know that early. Yeah.
It's conflict resolution.
You know, my mom.
Like, that's my stuff. You cheated.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
My mom took me to YMCA. My mom took me to YMCA like pog championship.
She did. Amanda was good. She had like a whole
Amanda was good.
I mean, I wasn't good, but I like pretended. I had a really good like game face.
And you had that's all the, sweet of your mom to even like think I'm going to take her to this like championship pog ceremony or whatever it was.
First of all, if I had five fucking kids and out of all of them, Bowie was like, "Can you?" I'd be like, "No."
I bet go to sleep. It's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
Oh, I love it. I know. I'm not a better mom.
So would you buy your kids old school stuff like marbles? I don't think anybody buys marbles.
Yes, I have marbles. They're awesome. Yeah. We're teaching Zeke how to play marbles, actually. It's a lot of fun.
I like Moncala.
And marbles,
I
love Moncala. You can play the
game? We have a puppy now, so I can't do marbles.
It's
she'll
like marbles, basically, but it's like flat, those little flat.
Like little rocks. Little
yeah, you count. You count. So you pick up seven, and then you have to put them all in one.
And then you get the, I freaking love that.
Good to play that.
I love that game.
My kids can play it. Yeah.
I want to play.
I want to do it. Bring it on the show one day. And
we're doing it.
We'll
so that's,
marbles.
I think, really important to like you, the family.
Yeah,
game
old
nights,
school games.
Like,
yes, the Monopoly and the Sorry and the whatever they
the
have out there.
The moment my boys come home, so they're gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at care or grandparents, the moment they come home, okay, movie or put on a show, mom, I'm like, oh, hell no. As much as I want to, and they've been gone all day and they do want to just relax, I'm like, no, that's not going to be. No, we're going to go out and play.
I do movies all the time. Well, you're so better at them than
that. So do I, but they're so young and they're already asking for it. I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that they're relying on screens. It's like, no, you're home.
I get so excited when they ask me to film a movie.
Decompress. play with your fucking toys or go right. read a book.
And or it's else so funny they're going in the trash can.
And sometimes yeah. I don't even acknowledge when they say that. I just turn around and I go do stuff and they're sitting in the corner reading books together. I'm like, psh, done. Perfect.
Love it.
And then after yeah. bath, we'll put on a nice little show. We'll have popcorn.
Awesome.
And then it's meaningful. Mm-hmm.
My sister does like screen time with her kids. She has three kids. Mm-hmm. Shout out Katie.
Hey.
So she does this little screen time. I don't know how long it is each day or whatever, but like they get a certain amount and then after that it's done. Like
right.
that's it. You used it, perfect. You know, move on. Like, let's do something else. Like, I think that's awesome.
I just bought this amazing book because I'm getting all into this nature stuff and nature-based learning and this and that.
Ooh.
And it's this nature journal that this chick, she lived in the city, and she just sketched all the time as she was an adult. But the reason why she sketched this was because when she was little, she used to draw all the time because she was only allowed 1 hour of TV a day. And so while she wasn't watching her 1 hour TV, then she forced her to go out and play outside and sketch. And so as she got older, she lived on like a farm, she moved to the city and then was like, I can see nature everywhere I'm looking. And she started drawing all God, the things Bowie. That she sees just outside of her little nature. Apartment studio. And it was just really cool to be like, she only got 1 hour of screen time and
right.
it forced her to go and try to play, use her imagination and not be given an activity all the time.
When I grew up, my mom was a total hippie and she told us our TV was broken, even though it was just unplugged.
Yeah.
And so we did not have TV, period. And so when I would go to people's houses, I was like a zombie. I was like, duh, like TV.
So see,
like,
moderation, though. You didn't have it, so then
I didn't
you would,
have
like,
it.
Zoom
like,
in
we did
on
not
it.
Have it. Like, it was so, for years, oh my God, we had no TV. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think...
So I do agree with the moderation thing.
Yeah, then. Because when you don't have a TV, like you said, you went to your friend's house and you were glued to it and you were missing playing with your friends.
I was like, commercials! Like, amazing. I was like a zombie girl. Like,
this is what I'm trying to tell Priscilla, who's been on here before. Her mother is super... a little bit controlling about food when she goes like no preservatives, no empty carbs, no crackers, no this, no that.
No
and
crackers.
I'm like, listen, like you can't... Was she talking about like empty carb snacks? And her kid is one. I feel like anything with moderation,
absolutely.
You have okay. to. You have to do. I think I'm comfortable personally with half and half.
Yeah.
Because
I feel the same
if
way.
You take away everything, the first opportunity she gets to hang out at her friend's house, she's gonna have a develop an unhealthy relationship with food, like an unhealthy relationship with screens. You
yes,
know, like
absolutely.
You know, like you gotta do like a little bit. You know,
does that kind of go like when your kid's in high school, and if you're super strict, then they're gonna rebel? Is
yes.
that kind of like
agree.
The same thing?
I agree.
Like with
or
alcohol,
whatever age,
right?
Yes. Like with alcohol, even like you know, like. Okay, Bowie, sure, try this glass of wine, try this beer, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna
give her straight moonshine and she'll never turn.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What are you
I remember as a kid, I tried a glass of champagne and I, like, threw up in the sink.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
It was my instant reaction, you know? Like, yep. It was disgusting. Alcohol is not delicious. And if it is, it's gonna take 97 of those to do anything to you.
But
you
this,
know what I mean?
But this drink is very good, I'm gonna tell you.
Thank you.
That was really sweet.
It's an acquired taste, you know what I mean? So, I
right,
know.
Of course.
I think moderation.
So what's the takeaway then? You're all over the board. Social media good, social media bad.
I think we have to find
it.
A happy medium.
Yeah.
You have to find a happy medium. Be respectful, be responsible. You know?
It does depend on the kid and the family and the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, like, it depends on, like, your work life and how many kids
yeah.
you have. And each kid, like, can one person handle it? Remember, Joey
yeah.
was on here, and she says, my one child will never have a cell phone. I don't trust him. The other one's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think
yeah.
it depends.
Yep.
Hmm.
I think you, setting, you know, the ground rules and being consistent and giving, you know, giving the moderation of,
I think it's
yes,
with anything,
let's do screen time.
You have to be responsible.
And, yep.
Thinking, I think that's...
And then us posting... You know, as parents,
I think we can hold back, is what I'm saying. I don't think I need to know your new, I don't need to know your new house. I don't need to know your new car. I mean,
I hate the car.
Just gonna say, post whatever the hell you want because it's your freaking channel.
That,
it's true.
See,
it's very
so.
True.
It is,
of course, you have the right to do what you want and post what you want, whatever.
Very true.
Fine.
But
maybe I'm just being a bitch. I don't
no,
know.
No, no,
but
no. That's fine. Then you don't have to like or comment or interact on that. You
oh, no. And I definitely
through.
Don't. But
see?
I'm just saying,
no,
like,
no.
Maybe that's just me being like a very private person. And I'm just like, why would you do it? Like, I don't get it.
But
other people
I
do it. Great. Fine. Like,
everyone does
live
it
your
for
life.
Different reasons. It's really interesting.
I'm just saying, you need to be careful. I'm saying you need to be careful. Don't post your new things because you're putting yourself out there. Like you right. have stuff to
and make your account private.
Hold
people.
On, hold on. You're making you're putting yourself out there and yeah. you're telling people you have something to be taken. You have you have things to steal. Yeah. When you say I have a new house, you need new shit. When you say you have a new car, you have another thing that's valuable. If you right. have, you know, and I'm guilty of this. The only thing that I do post is my jewelry. I love jewelry.
She loves
I love jewelry. Yeah, I will post. But I got to tell you, dude, I like no article of jewelry that I have bought since my wedding ring, which I didn't buy my wedding ring, but I don't have anything that's like worth over $2,000. Like they look more expensive than they are, you know? So if you try to rob me, I will
you won't be getting much. People.
Yeah, no, for real.
But in the end, just make your freaking account private and post what you want then and only allow the people that you want
yes,
to follow
yes,
you.
Yes,
you can
yes,
unfollow
yes.
and block people, you guys.
That's like, what
if
it
you
is.
Don't, if people are being negative,
rag,
you create your
you
own.
You have the right to yes. kick
rag
out
all you want and make it private. That is the perfect takeaway.
Can I be the old grump in the room, though, and give
yeah.
you my
always, phone? Always.
I worry what values we're teaching kids on social media. It's all about showing off. I'm here. Look what I'm eating. Look what I got. Look
where
I'm going.
That's why I don't post the new car.
But are we putting stuff on social media to teach our kids anything? Or is it like for our own?
My kids don't see it.
I think it's for our own thing, but I think inadvertently we're teaching
them. It doesn't matter. I think it's
weird to brag. Yeah, we're teaching them to be materialistic. We're teaching them to be bragging. We're teaching them to judge people on how they look. We're teaching people all the stuff.
I see what you're saying. I don't like it.
Because it's very superficial, and mostly it's about, look at me, and look what I'm doing.
That's why it's our job as parents that when our kids do get to that age and they are asking the questions, can I get my own Instagram account? There are rules in place. There
so that means that we can brag but they're not allowed to
I think, no, in the end, Amanda, like you said, if you don't want to brag, that's not your profile.
Right.
They're not going to learn that from you because that's not who you are.
Exactly.
Parents are going to parent how they want. If parents are a braggy parent, then their kid's going to be a braggy kid. I mean, that's just, it's the
social media or not.
It's social media or not. So it's just... You know, you do what's right for your family.
You know
and
what?
Just protect yourselves.
All three of us.
Hypervigilant.
All three of us grew up from single family homes.
Yes.
And I don't ever, because of this is my own prerogative, you know, but I don't ever want, that's it. Provocative.
My own provocative.
I will
prerogative. Kill all two of you.
We both want to say it.
That's my own provocative.
I'm not going to even say anything.
I'm all so sexy.
Love it.
Prerogative.
She had a great point, but it's lost now. Long since lost.
I don't ever want my children to know how much money they have. I don't want them to know what financial bracket they're in.
Or how broke I am.
I don't want them to know what financial bracket they're in.
No, you're right, because it's not important.
And growing up in Irvine,
we knew. No idea.
And do you know, like, I know for like a fact that I was in situations with kids that like treated you differently. You're a fucking child. You bring nothing to the table. Yeah. Don't judge anyone, you dick.
Yeah.
Like,
amen,
what is that?
There's your takeaway.
We all grew up in Irvine. We all grew up in Irvine. Like, you're a child. Like, you will still grow up to be the same pile of shit.
Yes.
You know?
Their
trust
lunches
me.
Were better than mine, though.
No way.
That's not true.
All right, go around the room.
I know the same thing. My mom, yeah, we didn't have a lot either, but she managed to keep that house.
Remember when we used to go to
my mom's house?
The best.
She would literally make us lunch, my mom.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like 10 girls would go back to my house to eat lunch and then
in
go back
school,
to school.
We would. She'd make us things like enchiladas.
Shout out to you, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Hey, I love you, Esther.
I was on the free lunch program and it was pretty good. You know, brunch for lunch with the little...
Brunch for lunch!
All right, let's go around the room. Final takeaways, final thoughts. What are you telling all these young moms are concerned?
Just
they're confused.
Be careful. Make your shit private. Be careful. Be careful how much of your children you put out there and then put out your own personal business. It doesn't have... That cannot get back to your children, I think.
Set boundaries. Just be aware of the situation and spend time with your kids. Hang up your phone.
Yes.
Every time you want to go on Instagram every 10 minutes or every hour, combine all that time and spend it with your kids.
Yep.
I know, but sharing things is what I need to work on because I have this vodka and juice box thing.
Yeah. Okay. Your guest. You know? She's got to do a takeaway.
Keep going.
Oh, be respectful. Be responsible.
Yeah.
And have a good time. Obviously, that's why you're doing it, I hope. So that's that.
And just be real.
Word. Be real, motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
All right. Cheers. Thank you. And Paul, no more talking. Just kidding.
We love you, Paul.